I would like very much for you to join me in a great round of Los Angeles welcome for the Kingston Trio. Continue the fast, exciting pace we've set so far by bringing you seven consecutive... Not those. Dirty Mexican songs. Why not? So we'll start with a song we found about 6 years ago down in Mexico called Coplas. When you hear the translation, because John, our linguist in the group now, gives it somewhat of a literal translation... Although we have to be honest with you and tell you it's not completely literal. Original Spanish version as we found it was naughty. Anyway, when you do hear the translation, I think you'll all agree that it's truly a charming little Mexican love song, perhaps.
Preparada?
Si.
Usted?
No.
Slob.
Get up. Think of a thousand oints.
Ayora?
Si.
Pull out your magic twanger froggy.
Me pediste, llévere, tiraré,
tiraré.
Vámonos para la huerta, que allá te lo contaré.
Vamos para el chiringonga,
the National Safety Council wishes me to inform you, do not drink while driving.
¿Por qué?
You're liable to hit a bump and spill the whole thing.
Coplas!
Did you get a froggy in your throat?
Dice que los de tu casa
am I.
Ninguno me puede ver.
Puede ver.
Y es que no pata el agua, que el cabo lo han de beber.
Uy,
vale,
uy,
italiano.
Overdose of vitamin E. Tell your parents not to muddy the water around us. Our group had 25% fewer cavities with 25% fewer teeth.
God bless. Lay, 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 la mula que yo monté, la montó y mi compadre. Eso a mí no me importa, pues yo lo monté primero.
a cowboy that rides side saddle, and I will show you a gay ranchero.
God bless.
Lay, 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 lay.
La noche que me casé, no pude dormirme un rato. Por estar toda la noche, corriendo te asusté un gato. Me dijiste que fue un gato el que entró por tu balcón. Yo no he visto gato preto con sombrero y pantalón.
Sorry about that. On my wedding night, I did not sleep a wink. Nick wouldn't leave the room with his Polaroid.
God bless! Lay, 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 lay,
lay, lay, lay,
lay, muchas gracias.
De nada.
De nada.
Spanish humor.
The first American ship to be sunk at the beginning of World War II was an old four-stack destroyer sunk off the coast of Iceland. This next song is about that ship. The song originally was called Wildwood Flower, a great country and western classic. Has been rewritten and rearranged by Mr. Woody Guthrie. It's now called The Wreck of the Reuben James. Let me get this thing in tune. I'm going to have it welded.
You ever thought about your mouth?
Called the good Reuben James, armed by hard-fighting men, both of honor and of fame.
She flew the stars and stripes of the land of the free.
But tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea.
But tell me, what were the names? Tell me, what were the names? If you have a friend of the good Reuben James, tell me, what were the names? Tell me, what were the names?
Men went down to their dark and watery grave. When that good ship went down, only 44 was saved. 'Twas the last day of October, they saved 44 from the dark icy waters of that cold Iceland shore.
Oh, tell me, what were the names? Tell me, what were the names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
Oh, tell me,
what were the names? Tell me, what were the names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
On that cold and watery night, that they watched for the U-boat and they waited for a fight.
Then a whine and a rock and a great explosion's roar,
and they laid the Reuben James on the cold ocean floor.
But tell me, what were the names? Tell me, what were the names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? Oh, tell me, what were the names? Tell me, what were the names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
Since those brave men are gone, those cold icy waters, they're still and they're calm. Many years have passed, but still I wonder why the worst of men must fight and the best of men must die.
Tell me, what were the names? Tell me, what were the names? Do you have a friend on the good Reuben James? Tell me, what were the names? Tell me, what were the names? Do you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
An album
about a month ago.
And well, I could do a song from it now. We're having a little trouble finding a name for the album. So if you send us a name, along with a dollar. Of course, those that enter the contest more than once will have a better chance, won't they? The song is called The Wagoner Lad, and it's about a lad with his wagoner
tucked neatly beneath the folds of his garment.
So it don't show.
Yeah.
Hard luck is the fortune of all womankind. They're always controlled, they're always confined. Controlled by their parents until they are wise, and slaves to their husbands the rest of their lives. I once knew a girl and her story was sad. She always was courted by the wagoner lad. He courted her truly by night and by day. Now his wagons are loaded, he's pulling away.
Say I'm too poor. They say I'm not worthy to enter your door. Hard living's my pleasure, my money's my own. And if they don't like me, they can leave me alone.
My whip needs a mend. So sit down here by me for as long as you can. My wagons are loaded, my whip's in my hand. So fare thee well, darling, I'm leaving this land.
David Brinkley, down at the gates of the Metropolitan Transit Authority. There, it is rumored they're selling illustrated versions of the Tropic of Cancer. They're also levying a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you, God willing.
Let me tell you the story of a man named Charlie on that tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Yeah,
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his way is still unlearned.
Petty jealousy.
He may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
Charlie handed in his dime at the second street station. And he knew he had to change his mind. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train.
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned.
Mumble, mumble.
He may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returns.
Cut it out, buddy. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury?
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returns.
Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through.
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned.
Oh, goody two-shoes,
he may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
Oh, thank you. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay?
Damn right, Yank.
Buy at the fair and please vote for whoever the hell's running. Get poor Charlie off the MTA.
Or else he'll never return. No, he'll never return. And his fate will be unlearned.
Hi-yo, Silver.
He may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returns. He's the man who never returns.
Hey, to Charlie. Thank you very kindly.
Up in San Francisco about a month ago, we were out one night researching. With our tape recorder and our automatic copywriting machine that fits right in your navel. Clever. Or you're a soldier, depending on who you're dating. Stumbled into the local coffee house. Well, I didn't stumble in fact, I would have made it in all right if Nick hadn't stepped on my hand. We were shown to a table by the local troll who was working there, carrying around a goatskin bag.
Billy Goat Brook.
That's for those of you who saw the Virgin Spring. Or for those who even saw her stand up. I don't care. There was a group on stage we thought were pretty unusual. They had 4 clavichords, an African thumb piano with real African thumbs. It made it that much more bizarre. We're so taken by the next song, we ask they play it again. Louder? Listen louder. That cry came all the way from Burbank, which was a little unusual. We ask they play it again because we didn't get a good tape the first time they did it. We didn't want to steal it outright, so we traded it for 2 songs they didn't have. John Henry and the Blue Tail Fly.
Yeah.
Spanish version, naturally. And so
I've never been so humiliated.
In your maiden form. So the song is Chilly Winds. And if any of you know the words and would like to sing along, we want you to cool it.
Yes.
We have enough trouble as it is.
Jeez.
I didn't own it.
Mm-hmm.
gonna find a true love. That is where I want to go. Out where them chilly winds don't blow. Sing you a song, sing it soft and low. Sing it for your baby, and then I'll have to go. Out where them chilly winds don't blow. Wish I was a headlight on a westbound train. I'd shine my light on cool Colorado rain. Out where them chilly winds don't blow. If you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling low, remember that I loved you more than you will ever know. Going where them chilly winds don't blow. I'm leaving in the springtime, won't be back till fall. If I can forget you, I might not come back at all. Out where them chilly winds don't blow. Out where them chilly winds don't blow. Out where them chilly winds don't blow.
Arthur!
Thank you very much. From the people in the Appalachian Mountains, we've gotten a good portion of our mountain apples. I'm sorry. From the people in the Appalachian Mountains, we've gotten a good portion of our population. Thanks to you, King. And we've also gotten some of our finest American folk songs and some good Spanish ones, too.
We'd like to do a song right now that didn't come from the Appalachian Mountains. Matter of fact, it ain't even a folk song. It's a typical Western ballad.
Like what?
Like Sink the Bismarck. Or Kathy's Clown. Or Big John, which in reality is a song about the men's room at the Waldorf Astoria.
Little toilet humor. Oh, my God.
Keep your cock-eyed jug. Run to a fag bit and get off.
Anyhow, this song's called...
How's it called?
It's called The Shape of Things.
Completely round is the perfect pearl, the oyster manufactures.
Completely round is the steering wheel, but leads to compound fractures.
Completely round is the golden fruit that hangs on the orange tree. Yes, the circle shape is quite renowned.
And sad to say it can be found in the low-down, dirty run-around my true love gave to me. Yes, my true love gave to me.
Completely square was the velvet box he said my ring would be in.
Completely square was the envelope he said farewell to me in.
completely square was the handkerchief I flourish constantly.
As it dries my eyes of the tears I shed, oh.
And blows my nose till it turns bright red. For a perfect square is my true love's head. He will not marry me. No, he will not marry me.
Rectangular was the hotel door my true love tried to sneak through.
Rectangular was the transom over which I had to peek through. Rectangular was the hotel room I entered angrily.
Now rectangular is the wooden box
where lies my love neath the golden flocks. They say he died of the chicken pox. In part, I must agree.
One chick too many had he.
Ah, me.
Triangular is the piece of pie I eat to ease my sorrow.
Triangular is the hatchet blade I plan to hide tomorrow.
Triangular, the relationship that now has ceased to be. And triangular is the garment thin
that fastens on with the safety pin to a prize I had no wish to win. It's a lasting memory that my true love gave to me.
Let's try that last verse over again.
Mercy. Many people have asked us where we get our material, as a matter of fact.
Where do you get that material?
Stop it.
Where did you get it?
It's awfully tight.
Don't pick at me.
As a matter of fact, we stole this next tune from the Girl Scout Handbook. Ha-ha. We'd like to dedicate it to the Girl Scouts for two reasons. First, we think they wear such nice uniforms. God love them. Secondly, we think they do such really dandy work around the block. Constructive stuff.
Want to buy a cookie, mister?
No, a brownie.
We'd also like to dedicate it to the Cub Scouts because recently on a tour of the East Coast, we ran across probably one of the wildest den mothers you can possibly believe. Running a real den, which was fun and profit. So this is dedicated to all of these groups. The title of the song is Hard Ain't It Hard.
That's where my true love lays around.
What's he doing?
She sits down upon another's knee.
Yeah, baby.
And
oh, it's hard, ain't it hard, ain't it hard, oh yeah. When the one never did love you. Oh, it's hard, ain't it hard, ain't it hard, great God. When the one never will.
Come on.
Well, the first time I see my true love, she was standing in by my door. To see her false hearted smile, she was twisted on the barroom floor.
Oh, but it's hard, it's hard, it's hard,
stop it.
To love one who did love you.
Well, now, who's gonna kiss your pretty lips?
Not you, sweetie.
Who's gonna hold your little hand?
And
who's gonna do well? You know what?
I will.
When I'm down in that promised land.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Oh, the level I never did love you.
Gonna spark the morning.
Oh, well, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Great God.
If you pick on it, it'll never get well.
Oh, well, don't go to drinking and gambling.
Why not?
Don't go there, your sorrow's born and drowned. Oh, well, this hard liquor place is a low-down disgrace. It's the meanest damn place in this town. Oh, it's hard.
Very kindly. This next song is probably one of your favorites. We hope one day it'll become one of ours. Only kidding.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned banjo player named Bobby Schoen. When sun rises tomorrow, Bobby's going to get it right in the teeth.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Old boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
A poor boy, oh well, I
hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Time tomorrow, reckon where I'd be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Well, now go
hang down
your head
to leave.
Hang down your head and cry.
A poor boy, oh well, I
hang down
your head,
your head to
leave. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Tomorrow,
reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
A poor boy, oh well, I
hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Oh boy, you're bound to die.
Oh well, now go
oh, hang down your head, Tom. Hang down your head and cry.
A poor boy, oh well, I
hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Give me it. Give me it.
like to do a song now that is a theme song from a movie now being filmed in Africa with Albert Schweitzer and Spade Cooley. Also in the movie is Nick, and he's doing some high school concerts among the pygmies over there. They think he's Steve Reeves. He oils his chest every morning. And he does this song, and you notice when he does it, he jumps around as if he has a monkey in his pants. However, that's a story we can't get into right now. So we'll just tell you it's been recorded by a lot of groups, just recently by Chubby Checker with the Congolese Army Band. It's a wonder.
What the hell was that?
What the hell was that? Kind of a nut.
Outing.
Way up, boy.
Much. We'd like to do our part now for international goodwill and understanding for the two countries of Catalina and Alcatraz, whom, as you know, have been at sword's points recently when a native from Alcatraz, paddling over to Catalina, landed on the island and stole a pig, which turned out to be the chief's daughter. And very close, very close. We could assume the thought for the day positions. We'll get it over with as soon as possible. If everyone lit just one little candle, there'd be a lot of wax on the ground.
Gotta get a new thought. The world is an open door.
The thought they're trying to get over by.
Bob Shane, 1962.
1, 2, 3.
They're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain. There's hurricanes in Florida. And Disneyland needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans. The Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs. South Africans hate the Dutch.
And I don't like anybody very much.
But we can be tranquil and thankful and proud, for man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud. We know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off,
and we will all be blown away.
They're rioting in Hyannis Court. There's strife in Iran. What nature doesn't do to us will be done by our fellow men.
Oh, get back. You geek without a cause.
Thank you very much. We've been very lucky with that last number. It was written in 1949, and due to our consistent foreign policy, we haven't had to change any of the lyrics, which makes it easy on a singer. By 1955, I think, I first met Bob Shane coming out of a psychiatrist's office. San Francisco, twitching. It's a mess. The psychiatrist wrote a song for Bobby that he felt, and we also feel, gets very close to his problem. John's now going to the same man. The song does hit right at the root of Bobby's problem. It's called Scotch and Soda.
Ricky Tikki Tavi and Winnie the Pooh. Scotch and soda, mud in your eye. Baby, do I feel high? Oh, me, oh, my. Do I feel high? Dry martini. Of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in. Oh, my. Do I feel high? People won't believe me. They think that I'm just bragging, but I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, the sunshine of your eyes. Oh, me, oh, my. Do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high.
Thank you.
Well, I could do a song now we'll be doing on an upcoming USO show that will be touring Puente and El Monte during Easter week next year. On the show will be old Bob Hope, Molly B., Johnny Grant, and some political figures you won't want to miss if you can. There'll be Eleanor Roosevelt there to do some of her wonderful Jack Kennedy impressions. And Governor Long will be there to break in his new act, where he takes out his teeth and his ears disappear. It's a crack-up. films, oh, of Bobby Kennedy playing handball off the Berlin Wall. And we thought the highlight of the whole show, however, was videotape the tour of the White House. Mrs. Kennedy's taken everyone on the tour now about 9 times, and this is a part they didn't show. She opened the door of the Red Room, and there was the old man drinking beer in his jammies. Had little piggies all over it. And
piggies all over the place, man. 95 positions.
This is called Going Away For To Leave You, and it was written by Jack Parr's new replacement, Dick Nixon. I'm sure we'll do very well.
Oh, well, I'm going away for to leave you. Might not come back anymore. If I never more see your face again, then it's honey on the hardest of the shore. Honey on the hardest of the shore.
Well, I'm going down to New Orleans just to ride on the river boat. Gotta keep a bailing all night long just to keep the damn boat afloat.
Oh, well, I'm going away for to leave you, and I might not come back anymore. More. If I never more see your face again, then it's honey on the farthest list of shore. Honey on the farthest list of shore.
Here is where I was born and raised, where the cold, cold north wind blows. But I'm going down to old Tennessee, where my good gal only knows.
Oh, well, I'm going away for to leave you, and I might not come back anymore. If I never more see your face again, there's honey on the forest, there's the shore, honey on the forest.
Well, now keep a light in your window, keep it burning bright. Someday a fella come a knocking at your door, baby, he'll treat you right.
Oh, well, I'm going away for to leave you, might not come back anymore. If I never more see your face again, then it's honey on that part is the shore, honey on that part is the shore.
Y'all been so friendly, I think I'll give you my kids.
Where have all the young girls gone?
have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Where have all the young men gone?
Long time passing.
Where have all the young men gone?
Long time ago.
Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers everywhere.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Where have all the soldiers gone?
Long time passing.
Where have all the soldiers gone? Long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone?
Gone to flowers, everyone.
When will they ever learn? When will they
so great that we're going to do an audience participation song right now. And when we point to you,
and we will,
we want you to stand, run down the aisle, tearing off bits of clothing, screaming filthy words. Now, for those of you who don't want to do that, you'd be surprised, there's always a few. A crowd like this. We want those to clap, stomp, anything they want, for tonight. Tonight is free play. However, we must warn you, be a little discreet, for tomorrow night is show and tell up there. And we don't want to embarrass anyone. By the way, there's going to be a prize for the one who claps the best. First prize will be this year. A trip to India, be forgiven in time for the annual famine.
Oh.
And second prize, this one you're going to like. Second prize, a picture of Art Linkletter hitting a kid. Which
suitable for framing. It was Jack.
Hand-tinted.
Everyone join in now, in the last futile effort. The old spiritual favorite, When the Saints Go.
Marching in.
Oh, yeah. Here we are traveling the world. Oh, the world has come before.
One, two, three,
and I'll be reunited.
One, two, three,
oh,
four.
And sunlight.
Oh,
when the saints come marching in.
Come marching in.
Hey, when the saints.
Oh, when the saints.
I'm waiting.
Oh, that moment when the new world is revealed.
Hey! Oh, when the new world is revealed.
World is revealed.
Oh, when the new world is revealed. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the new world is revealed.
Yes, when the saints
go marching in.
Go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Great Charles and down.
Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.